It's the debut of the Captain's Corner on Slapshot Radio with Predators captain Shea Weber, who appears ready for the NFC Championship game coming up this weekend. I guess I can see right now, and for our radio audience, that you're backing the Packers for this one.
Yeah, you know what? I got to go with my partner, Ryan Suter. He's a huge Packers fan, and you know what? We're going with them, and hopefully they can pull it off this week.
Shea, let's talk about that wacky game that was last night in Glendale against the Coyotes. At the end of one period, I'm sure you felt lucky that you were 2-2.
Yeah, definitely. I know we've said this a lot this year, but without Pecs and obviously Anders as well when he fills in, it wouldn't have been the same score. They had a lot more chances than us, and we were fortunate to get out of it, and then I think we kind of woke up after that and started playing our game.
And then we see the youngsters who are getting their chances in the NHL really coming to the fore. Mueller, Halichuk, and then that youngster, J.P. Dumont, who gets the hat trick, right?
Yeah, it looks like he has 18-year-old legs out there again. You know what? The chemistry between those guys was awesome tonight, obviously. Just watching them play was fun. And it's good to see J.P. get that, you know, the hat trick. And just hopefully he can keep rolling with the way he played the other night in Chicago as well.
Now, you know it's on the schedule. You knew you were going to have to play this. This is likely the most difficult trip of the year just in terms of travel. But the fact of the matter is you really had one back-to-back with Chicago and one back-to-back coming up in Alberta. So things are stretched out a little bit for you.
Yeah, you know what? There's some trips where they're tough on you because you play a lot of back-to-backs, but this is one I think just that it stretches out. So we definitely need to make sure we're winning our all these games are important, but make sure we're winning when we can and taking care of our bodies and making sure we're healthy the whole trip here.
All the time on radio and on television, we're taking a look at the standings. What are you guys doing about that? Are you paying them much attention right now?
I think it's hard not to, especially the teams that we're playing right now. I think we just jumped over Phoenix, and Colorado's right there as well as Chicago. I mean, you just look at the last three games, and every team is right within 1 or 2 points of each other. So it's tough not to look, but you know, we got to focus on the game that we're playing at that time.
This was your dream as a kid, to play in the National Hockey League. And with a race like this, do you enjoy it like a kid, or do you get nervous about it?
I enjoy it. I mean, it makes it fun. It's definitely not the same thing. And if you're playing against a team and it's just, you know, it's an automatic win. I remember a couple of years ago when we used to play Columbus and we would beat them 8 times out of 8 in a season. And that's definitely not the case now. I mean, there's no weak team in the NHL. It's a tough game every night, and you definitely have to win, or you could jump right out of the playoffs in 1 week.
Especially with the Western Conference, where trying to create separation seems like it's almost an impossibility.
Yeah, you look at the way we strung a bunch of wins together, 6 or 7 wins in a row there, and we didn't gain any ground. It just goes to show how well all teams are playing right now and all the three-point games that are happening. So, you know, we got to make sure that we're sticking to our game plan and moving forward.
Okay, Shea, lastly, you've picked the Packers over the Bears already. Tell me your pick for Jets and Steelers.
It's tough to go against the Jets after what they did to the last two teams, but I got to go with Pittsburgh. I just like the way they play. They're both tough, hard-hitting teams, but I think Pittsburgh's going to come out on top.
Shea, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Shea Weber, the debut of the Captain's Corner here on Slapshot Radio.